Just Ted Kieser will be here in 5 minutes with details on a sunny forecast. But first, AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. While the Blagojevich administration has begun transferring inmates from the Pontiac prison as part of a plan to close the facility, the governor says state assistance will be made available to the town during the transition. Rob Blagojevich has ordered a task force to figure out how the state resources can be utilized to help the community, including families who might have trouble paying bills. But the mayor of Pontiac, Scott McCoy, says he won't be counting on the governor to lend his community a hand.
He's all over the place. He's made decisions that fly in the face of logic and facts and common sense. And then to come in and say, well, look, I'm a good guy. I'm here to help people. I'll believe it when I see it.
McCoy says the closure of the Pontiac prison would be an economic disaster as it would take away the town's second largest employer. He says a major development project has already been canceled since the shutdown was announced. Governor Blagojevich wants to move Pontiac inmates to a newer facility near the Quad Cities in the village of Thompson. The union that represents prison workers has sued to block that move. A communications professor at the University of Illinois at Springfield says it's impossible to avoid media bias when covering this year's presidential race. Michael Cheney says there are many factors behind that, including some reporters not understanding the full context of a story, particularly with the country's economic crisis. But Cheney says more common symptoms include competition between media sources to report the same story and the need for new material to feed a 24-hour news cycle, particularly on cable TV.
I think you also are in a mode where the reporting now is no longer gathering facts and presenting it. You begin with a data stream, a soundbite, if you will. And the reporter is oftentimes put in the perspective of trying to comment on what this means, put it into perspective, or sometimes you get dueling sound bites and then the reporter becomes the referee. So this is the way it comes out.
Cheney says short sound bites are often recorded and aired even before a candidate completes a speech and can easily be taken out of context. Cheney is a senior fellow at the U of I's Institute of Government and Public Affairs. He served on a panel of experts yesterday who were addressing the 2008 presidential campaigns. American Muslims were asking the questions last night at a voters' workshop on the U of I Urbana campus. About 40 people attended the workshop held by the Campus Muslim Student Association. Local Democratic, Republican, and Green Party politicians talked about their own campaigns, but mostly acted as surrogates for the presidential candidates. The audience included Hatim Rahman, who heads the campus chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations. He says Muslim voters may support one candidate or another, but they rarely feel that the candidates are responding directly to their questions.
Both sides see Muslims as a liability, that if they support them or if they talk to them, that it's like, I mean, just recently, I believe there was a report that they were trying to release some video about Obama supporting a Palestinian activist. I mean, what's wrong with supporting a Palestinian activist? But of course, they're trying to associate that with being anti-American or something. So it's a big concern with Muslims on campus.
Ravisa Irfan of the Muslim Students Association says American Muslims mostly voted for George W. Bush in 2000, largely on social issues like abortion or same-sex unions. But she says the war in Iraq has caused many Muslims to reconsider, and she expects most will be voting for Barack Obama next week. Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan is again facing renewed pressure to examine the cases of some alleged victims of police torture in Chicago. This comes after former police commander John Burge was arrested on federal charges related to the torture. Tasha Flournoy has more.
Attorney Flint Taylor has spent the last 20 years representing some of the alleged victims. Taylor says Attorney General Madigan and other government officials haven't adequately handled the cases of about two dozen men.
We call on Lisa Madigan to agree to prompt hearings for all torture victims who remain in prison as a result of confessions allegedly tortured from them by Burge and his men.
In an email statement, Madigan says she is reviewing cases individually to determine the most appropriate next step. Earlier this week, John Burge pleaded not guilty to obstruction of justice and perjury charges. I'm Tasha Flournoy.
A University of Illinois student group plans to hold a Chief Illiniwek rally at the Assembly Hall next month. Students for Chief Illiniwek has rented the arena and says the event is planned for November 15th. It's scheduled to include a performance by Logan Ponce, a student who has chosen to be a sort of chief-in-waiting in case the university ever reinstates the symbol. Illinois stopped using this chief last year after years of pressure by American Indian groups and others who saw him as a demeaning caricature. The NCAA also levied sanctions against the school. University spokeswoman Robin Kaler says the school has nothing to do with the performance, but she says it can't stop the students from exercising their right to free speech. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This weather is made possible with support from the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, offering access and opportunity throughout our community. Route and schedule information available at 384-8188 or at cumtd.com.
It's 8:35, and meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at the weather on WILO's Morning Edition. Ed, once in a while we have these mileposts in life, and today is a birthday. Grace Slick.
I heard it this morning somewhere. What, 69?
69 years old, almost 70 years old.
Gee.
Yeah, that's one of those things. She started out in the 60s. It's a rocker with the Great Society. And then, of course, moved down to Jefferson Airplane, and that morphed into Jefferson Starship. And she's still around.
Well, that's good.
Almost 70. She's got her AARP card. And
getting all those senior citizen discounts.
That's right, that she probably needs. So, all right. Well, that's a milepost for this morning.